You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Do you find it hard to sleep at night? Then the Calm Cove podcast can help you sleep deeply all night long. Calm Cove has deeply relaxing meditation music and ambient sounds, like ocean waves and crackling fires. All of our episodes are designed to help you relax and to fall asleep fast. Calm Cove is brought to you by the team behind Sleep Cove, the sleep podcast that consists of spoken word hypnosis, meditation, and stories. So if you want to listen to a beautiful soundscape tonight, search for Calm Cove on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and see how we're helping millions of people relax and go to sleep every night.
I'm Melissa Sims, your host for A Mindful Moment. Thank you for joining me as we explore ways to increase mindfulness in our day-to-day experiences through weekly topics, expert interviews, and guided mindfulness meditations. Mindfulness is presence. It's awareness. It's paying attention to what is happening within us and around us. Mindfulness increases our emotional, physical, and mental well-being. It can also enhance our focus and productivity. Perhaps most importantly, in today's uncertain world, mindfulness strengthens our ability to be more compassionate toward ourselves as well as others. There are an incredible number of quotes about time. Just search time quotes in Google and you'll see what I mean. But there are less quotes about the value of time. And unless you subscribe to the quantum theory of time or metaphysics, you likely feel you have far too little of it. I think my very favorite quote about time is from Albert Einstein. Time is relative. Its only worth depends upon what we do as it is passing. The older I get, the more I think about time and how little of it I actually have. But I suppose that's relative. My free time is almost non-existent right now, with my daughter graduating high school, all of her activities and sports, going off to college, my son finishing up his freshman year of high school, his crazy baseball schedule, and then the regular stuff, like my career and my home life. Even trying to fit in yoga and gym visits has become incredibly difficult. I don't have a lot of time to focus on the things that I would like to. And that has me doing some deep diving into my time wasting. Surely I have at least a few hours to spend on myself, don't I? We can talk about productivity, organization, how you can be more effective with your time, calendar management, and even about self-worth and valuing your talents. But this is not what I am alluding to. I want to talk about the value that you place on your time. How do you qualify, let's say, an hour of your time? Should you even do that? Well, if we listen to Einstein, our time is only worth as much as how we choose to spend it. Which means it's about our experience. Yes, we have to take care of our responsibilities in order to support that experience. But can't the responsibilities be valued? We can see those responsibilities in a grateful way because they are allowing us to bring worth to our time. What keeps coming up in my mind is this propensity for us to say yes, constantly. Why on earth do we do this? What are we trying to keep up with? Who are we trying to please all of the time? If we are spending our valuable time on something that we don't actually want to do, we are wasting that time. Let's say you get invited somewhere that you really don't want to go. Do you make an excuse up because it sounds better than "I don't really want to"? I do, and I need to stop. Can we please normalize this? I just don't want to go. Enough. That's it. But if you can't do that, let's try shifting our perspective to maybe assigning a dollar value to our time when it is spent doing something we want to do. So let's say an hour of your time is worth $100. And then, if we are doing something we don't want to do for that hour, we have to relinquish that money, or essentially, throw it out. Would you toss a $100 bill in the trash? Probably not. Now, I don't like assigning monetary value to things that make me happy, but the reality is that a lot of things cost money, and that's just the truth of it. We need money, but this isn't about money. It's about time. And time is a precious commodity. So saying no doesn't mean that you are less or that you are inconsiderate. It means that you are giving yourself your time. It's yours. What a gift. Stop giving it away. Keep it unapologetically. Not to be a total cliche, but if you were to leave this earth tomorrow, would you feel like you have spent your time to the very best of your ability? I think we lose sight of the big picture because we get distracted with all the small stuff. The small stuff is important for keeping the bus moving, but when we get bogged down with the details, we tend to lose valuable time, which brings the bus to a screeching halt. Now, I am not the most organized person when it comes to my schedule. I have a lot of distractions that veer me off my intended path. I am in the midst of a lot of life changes, and a lot of my stuff has gone on the back burner to raise a family, which is 100% okay with me. I have a teenager going off to college, another teenager dealing with normal high school drama, a husband with a new job, a dog that is getting old enough where I have to watch her now for her behaviors and changes. On top of all of the external world drama, there are bills to pay, chores to do, paperwork to complete, on top of an emotionally demanding job. And what I see in my life is that a lot of it is not about me. Well, maybe it's adjacent to me, but it really isn't about my own internal stuff. My wants, my desires, and my dreams. It could just be something that's inherent with raising a family, or maybe I don't spend enough of my time thinking about me, what I want to be spending my precious time doing. And I'm not just talking about my free time, but all of my time. Because if you only value your free time, what on earth is the point of how you're spending your other time? There is no point because you are not valuing it. So it's essentially worthless in the long run. I'm not saying that you need to stop turning the cogs of the wheel of life, but maybe it is time to consider that your time is worth far more than you are giving it credit for. Are you spending your time doing something that is giving you some sense of purpose? Can you be proud of how you spent your time at the end of the day? We don't all have to be world-changing individuals. That's not my point. You are the point. Your happiness, your fulfillment, and your peace. My problem is that I allow the small things to take over, and I don't revisit my wishes and dreams. Until 2 years later, when I wonder why I still haven't gotten certified for meditation facilitation or realize that I still haven't taken my dream trip to Machu Picchu. So, what's the fix? Habits are a huge part of time management. And if my habits or routines aren't in line with my actual goals, they are only going to get in the way of me reaching them. Instead of plopping down in front of the TV every night because that's my normal routine with my husband, I could do yoga. Or perhaps instead of pushing snooze in the morning, I can change my habit and gain an extra 15 to 20 minutes each day to dedicate to something that will push me further toward my goals. When's the last time you checked in with yourself? Have your dreams and goals changed? If they have, maybe you need a way to keep track of them. Try a journal or a vision board, something to keep you in focus. Stretch goals are perfect for staying on course. You shoot for the stars, and even though they are probably out of reach, those stars are always there. And if you don't reach them, the clouds are a wonderfully nice and soft place to land. We can't stop the little stuff. It will be there always. If we stop devaluing our time, we can free up space to achieve those goals and dreams. We only have so many years on this planet, and none of us knows what comes next. But if we aren't doing what we really want with our minutes, our hours, our days, our years, what are we doing it for? Until next time, I encourage you to meditate daily and be mindful in all of your everyday activities. Simply bring your full awareness to the present moment to build your mindfulness skills. Paying attention to every detail of what you're doing, from washing dishes to work tasks to taking a walk. Your mind will wander, and that's normal. Each time you notice it has wandered, that's mindfulness. Consider how wonderful the world could be if everyone was mindful. You can help make that happen. It all starts with a mindful moment. This podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other great shows like the Daily Meditation Podcast, Everything Everywhere, and Movie Therapy. We deeply appreciate your support at patreon.com/amindfulmoment. Our podcast is now available to view on our YouTube channel, so be sure to follow us there and on Instagram at A Mindful Moment Podcast. Visit our website, amindfulmoment.com, to access podcasts, scripts, and book recommendations. A Mindful Moment is written and hosted by Teresa McKee and or Melissa Sims. The Spanish version is translated and hosted by Paola Tayo. Intro music, Retreat by Jason Farnham. Outro music, Morning Stroll by Josh Kirsch. Media Right Productions. Thank you for tuning in. This podcast is produced by Work to Live Productions.